on. Comedy royalty is here. Happy fucking happy hour. It's Wendy fucking Liebman.
Wow.
Wendy Liebman's in the house.
Hi, awesome. Angel. You know what? I need a different word than awesome. My husband's like, don't use the word awesome.
You are, okay, I'm drinking Chardonnay as usual. You're drinking some
I'm drinking
shit.
Kombucha.
What is that?
You know what? I'm not sure. No, it's okay. It's a bubbly probiotic tea is what it says.
Oh.
And I drink a bottle of it every day.
Really? Okay.
And when I'm on the road, I crave the bubbly stuff.
Okay.
So I drink Diet Coke, which is so bad for you.
I know. Do you drink alcohol?
Every once in a while.
Once in a while.
I'm not an alcoholic. So
sure. Don't get defensive. No one was saying you were.
No, but when people ask me, I go, well, once in a while. Like, I don't want to.
Yeah.
But I did go to AA once.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I had another problem, and I didn't want to go to the meeting where it was
that actually addresses your problem.
Right,
because
I didn't want to be around people like me.
No, they're disgusting.
And I realized what it was I wanted my problem to be anonymous.
Oh.
I didn't want to be anonymous. And I remember going to AA once, and I heard these people talking about me, and they said my name, and I'm like, excuse me, I thought this was
anonymous. No, it's not. People are really chatty in AA.
Well, it's harder now with Facebook because you could identify somebody. Did you watch Black Mirror yet?
No.
Oh my God, it's really creepy.
So wait, would you like to identify what your problem was?
No,
really. You just went
to
AA.
I'm addicted to buying stuff on eBay. Not really.
Okay.
But
all right.
Well, that's not really.
You just made that up.
I do buy a lot of black jackets on eBay. It's my thing.
It's an addiction. Shopping addiction. Sure.
I know. I play this one video game.
Right. Okay.
Tiny Wing.
You know what? I think you're going to be okay.
I'm fucked up.
Okay. Wendy, listen to me. So you are exactly my age, pretty much. Born in 61.
55.
Yes. So here's the thing. So women of women of a certain age, we're like, didn't we do comedy in front of cows at the World Trade Center? Something, right? You, me, Judy Gold, Kathleen Madigan. Like, don't we all know each other from fucking
Days
something?
Your,
right.
I am past my sexual peak at this point.
Yes.
And my credit
limit. Mine's, okay.
But was that a rim shot? Because
yes,
keep that handy because I do a lot of those.
Yeah. Oh, I got music too in case it's really a show closer.
Well, I was in a casino last week.
Right.
Performing.
Yes.
But I had to walk through the casino to get to the showroom, and that song Shut Up and Dance was playing 24/7.
Right.
So I have that. So whatever you do, Vanessa, don't play
Shut Up and Dance. Don't play
with
it.
Me.
You're going to have
because I already hear it.
I don't know.
So we're the
I've
same
always
age.
Loved you, but I don't remember where we've met or done some horrible comedy gig together in
really
the 80s.
I don't really. At the improv.
I think so. Where we've all met at some point at the improv.
And
yeah.
We fist bumped.
Yeah, we did the girl comedian of a certain age fist bump.
Yeah, I've been doing this since the 80s.
Yeah. Who hasn't, sister?
Well, I took a class.
You went to Wellesley, like Hillary Clinton.
Oh, my God.
You're fancy.
I went there, but then I went somewhere else for my second year.
Where
I went to Wesleyan for my second
year.
Oh. And then I went back to Wellesley, and I realized how amazing it was. Like, I didn't like it at
first. Yeah.
But my mother had gone there, so I thought I was, like, cheating, sort of, because I went to her college.
Right,
but,
right.
I studied English.
Okay.
And
I thought psychology.
Psychology, and then I went right into therapy.
Right. Well, because you had the background for it, to know.
That's all I want to do, Stephanie, is play somebody's therapist on a sitcom.
Wait. We need you to get this done. You performed psychology research at Harvard Medical School after college?
I did. I thought I was going to be a shrink.
Really?
And then I was like around these people.
You're like, no, I'm just going to be fucked up. I'm just going to be a comedian.
It wasn't in my wheelhouse to sit and listen. Well, it was.
Right.
I worked at Mass Mental Hospital, which was like the craziest of the crazy.
Right.
Like,
I don't think psychologists generally use the term crazy, but I could be wrong.
Well, I'm spelling it
background.
With a K.
Okay.
Really challenged.
Right.
Very challenged.
Yes.
Population.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just doing research. We were studying the difference between teenagers who were chronically ill with diabetes and kids who, like, broke an arm or something. Triage. So that was the control group. And I have no idea what I found. But I do remember in college.
Your research was not published, I take it?
Well, I was working for somebody.
Oh, okay.
And it was published, actually. And basically, kids who have a better outlook on life,
right,
no matter what it is they're
right
faced with,
yeah,
if they have an illness, so what? That's just
right
part of who they are. It's not who they are.
Right.
And but in college, I studied shyness.
What kind of psychobabble bullshit are you talking with?
I know, I have no
really
idea. And then I went into stand-up comedy.
Right.
So I studied shyness and body image. And like, who isn't...
Right. What girl doesn't have a...
Right.
Well, except for her.
You don't have any body
issues?
She
weighs like 4 pounds. Okay. But most of us...
I tried to lose 20 pounds
today.
I'm
underweight.
You are underweight?
I'm trying to drink... I'm drinking weight gain shakes.
Would you like something to beat her to death with? I have golf clubs in the garage.
I only knew one other person in the world,
right.
Linda
just,
Schwartz.
I told her not to ever say that publicly.
Grade.
Don't say it out loud again. Okay.
Sorry.
All right.
I ate ice cream last night for the first time in years.
Really?
Yes.
What happened? You just went insane?
I did. Like, I have a belly now, but I'm trying to embrace it.
Oh, okay.
And, right, you know, I'm 55. They say a little extra weight.
That's what all the Buddha wisdom comes from.
Is
it comes
the
from
belly?
Our Buddha belly, yes.
You are a stick. What are you talking
you know
about?
I'm wearing a caftan.
I
know.
Well, I always wear black. I mean, yes. I am 280, and I.
No, you are not, Wendy Lieben. You are a renowned liar. Everyone knows that about you.
My mother. I only lie on stage.
Okay.
I am.
So
okay.
All right.
All right.
So now let's. First of all, we have a lot to get to.
Start over,
Wendy Lieben. But no, let's not start over.
Okay.
So, first of all, how did you develop your this signature style? Because if people don't know, and most people do, you just have this ridiculous, like, hilarious throwaway thing where you throw away the joke at the very end. Like, nobody was doing that. How did that happen? Do you talk like that naturally?
I think Ellen does that. And
not like you.
But yeah. I think I started stand-up in Boston.
Right.
I took a class while right I was working at
Harvard.
Well, by then I was already working at another place because
okay
I decided I didn't want to be a shrink.
Okay.
My sister's a therapist, so we have
right
one in the family.
Okay.
Okay. So I took this class. Ron Lynch was the teacher. Now he hosts a show every Saturday night at the Steve Allen Theater at
right
midnight. And I just started doing stand-up in
right
Boston, and I listened to the other comedians who were there. And I was telling this to somebody the other night. I was saying how I listened to Kevin Meaney.
Y'all.
And then 5 minutes later,
yeah,
I heard he passed
I
away.
I know. Do we know what happened yet?
I heard he died on his couch.
Yeah.
Maybe a heart attack.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't want to spread a rumor.
Sweetest man.
Right?
It's so fucking hilarious.
Oh, my God.
Such a nice guy.
I mean, I literally started with him, and I emulated him, and I did one
yeah
gig once with him in New Hampshire, and Dion was in the audience.
Right, right.
And I just remember watching Kevin thinking, I want to do that.
Whatever
and
he does,
what he
yeah
did was he never let up on the audience. Like,
right,
they were laughing continuously.
Right.
And that's what
right
I right was trying to achieve.
We're not tight pants people. Turn that music down. It's like boo-doo.
I don't care. The jokes don't go over. I don't care.
We need to turn Wendy's microphone up. Either she's yeah very
oh
shy or I'm going deaf.
We're at the peak right now. So
okay. Oh, all right.
Oh.
Speak up. Would you?
Okay.
Woman, for fuck's sake.
I don't care.
Yeah, that was Kevin. Right. Oh, my God. He was such a nice guy. And so, and can I just say, because it took me a while, you know, we talked about, we met when I had my late night show and I wasn't out yet. I remember a Disney executive almost had a fucking heart attack. She called me one night and said, oh, my God, did you just come out on the radio on KFI? And I was like, no. I said, what? No. I said, we were just talking about some gay issue in the news like we always do. But they almost had a heart attack that they thought, you know. And I remember Kevin came out not that long ago. And I just don't know, you know, his journey was probably the same where for some reason, you know.
He was married.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I was talking to the other comedian who
right
asked me about how I started, and I told him I watched Kevin, and then we talked about him coming out in his 40s, I think.
I know.
Because this comedian that I was talking to is out. And just.
I did too. I was out to my friends and family, but I didn't come out publicly till my 40s.
Right. I just would think nobody would care if
I
came out.
You, however, are married.
I'm married, but I've had girlfriends.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, now we're talking, ladies and gentlemen. My ears perk up. Are we breaking news here? What his name is?
No.
No? Oh, well, God damn it.
Boring.
God damn it. I thought you would save some kind of bombshell.
But you know what's
so interesting?
I did not interesting?
Know that.
The kids
you, take a, now. You took a little dip in the lady lake.
Well, I went to Wellesley.
Oh, okay. And you're a female comedian, so whatever.
But the kids
I
now.
I also played professional golf for a while. No, no you didn't. All right, go ahead. I'm not very proud.
I have played golf once, and I was told I have all of the aptitude and none of the interest. Because
it's boring.
I like sitting in the cart.
Right.
That's when I'll drink a beer.
Yeah, okay.
In the cart.
That brings out your alcoholism that will lead you eventually back to AA.
No, I'm not. So I had my bangs cut last week by a really wacky sushi chef. And that was a joke.
I was just going to say, I can't tell.
No, I know. But
that'd be cool, though.
I decided after all these years to get bangs. So I'm getting used to
them. I would go to Benihana for a haircut. That'd be fun. That'd be really fun.
And I've had my navel pierced by a really bad orthodontist.
Really? No. You're just, you know,
but I do have my navel pierced.
Why did you do that?
My sister and I wanted to do something bonding together.
Oh.
So we went one New Year's to the House of Freaks.
Oh, okay.
On Melrose.
Yeah.
And I said I would go first.
Yeah.
And it was horrifying.
I just feel like piercings and tattoos, like in drunken stupors, never really end well. And, like, my long-term ex was grew up partially in Israel, and she went over to the Palestinian side one time to get a tattoo when she was really drunk. And she wanted a fleur-de-lis, but I'm pretty sure it says Jews fucking suck. I think that's what I was like. I really don't think that's a fleur-de-lis.
She should have vetted them.
Jews die. I think it's Jews die. That's what it is.
Well, I have one tattoo.
And?
And then I woke up one day and I was like, what am I going to tell my family?
Yeah.
So it's Jay, who is my husband, Jeff.
Right.
A, who is my oldest stepson, Alex. And R, who is my youngest stepson, Ryan. Oh. So it worked out.
That's so...
No, but that's not what it was. I mean, it was somebody's initial.
Well, I see. But it just worked out that you can tell a really good lie
it's
around
perfect.
It. Right. Oh,
and they're never going to see
it's
it anyway.
It's a perfect crime. So now...
I can't
Andy.
Be buried.
So you've been in the news lately.
I have?
A lot of this Amy Schumer stuff, right? This whole Amy Schumer stealing jokes thing was a big thing, and my good friend Kathleen Madigan was also involved in this. So tell this story because it's interesting, because we've all had it happen and we all go, oh, do we all just think the same? Or what,
you know what, I've written
or...
jokes by
right
Margaret Smith. I wrote
right.
a Margaret Smith
I love
joke
her.
Once
she was one of my writers on my late night
really?
Show yeah
her joke was it's that time of the month again rent's
due.
I wrote a Steve Martin joke once that he put me on a pedestal just so he could look up my skirt.
Right.
And I've written a Phyllis Diller joke.
Right.
A variation on a theme.
Right.
So all I can say is we think alike.
Right.
I thought it 20 years ago.
You were very gracious about it.
Well, I wrote it 20 years ago.
Tell us the joke.
That I'm old fashioned on a date. I like it when the man pays for sex.
Okay. See, that's how she buries she buries the joke after. Yes. That's the Wendy Lehman. Okay. But, you know, it's funny. When I saw the Amy Schumer special, I did think that. Like, we all have that sense memory of a certain age. I was like,
Well, a lot of
wait,
people
that's a Wendy Lehman joke.
Me, yeah. And I honestly, Stephanie, I really just thought one of her writers gave it to her. Because I don't think she would have done it. Because she'd always said what a fan she was.
Yeah, she did. She has, which was very nice. And she did reach out to you after this.
She did. And she said, what can I do to make it right? And I said, just that you reached out, made it right. And then she went on to call it a hacky joke.
Oh, she did not.
Yeah, but so I have not
had any communication. Oh, bitch. Oh, bitch. Please.
I mean, I do not begrudge anybody huge success.
At first you kind of said, oh, like you just thought maybe someone sold it to her, but then someone would have to have stolen your joke to sell it to her, right?
Well, just heard it. You
right.
know, I did it
right.
in some specials.
Yeah.
So, and it was on TV.
Yes, it is on
I mean,
TV.
We don't have any reciprocity. Is that the right word?
Reciprocity,
yeah.
Yes.
Uh-huh. I can't sue anybody.
Right.
I don't have copyright to it. I'm going to have to start writing a novel.
Yes.
Because nobody could steal that.
No, exactly.
Unless they
exactly.
did.
Exactly.
Word for word.
No, I mean, you know what's, but it is true about the writers. Like, I don't know if I told you this happened to me. So when I was getting the late night show, I did the show on KFI every night. And Jay Leno used to listen because I remember he called in once. We were doing some joke contest as a joke, and he called in, and my screener hung up on him because they were like, "That's a horrible Jay Leno impression, and it's a horrible joke." But I knew he used to listen every night. He told me, and so anyway. But so we would do bits on my show, and sometimes verbatim they would show up on the Tonight Show the next, you know, like it was during the Simpson trial, and we did the Simpson Bunch to the Brady Bunch music, and that showed up on the Tonight Show with the boxes in the music. I'm like, that's a little too on the money. Like, that's a little, right? But you go,
right.
I don't know, could have been his writer, somebody listening, driving. And so, but I'll never forget, they're interviewing me when I had the show, and somebody said, "So are you and Jay Leno friends, or do you know each other?" And the Disney fucking publicist goes, "Oh yeah, Jay's a big fan. In fact, a lot of her stuff shows up on Jay's show." I was like, fuck. So that gets the New York Post. I hear this ring, ring, ring. My assistant comes in. Jay Leno's on the phone. I was like, oh, fuck. He's like, hey, do we have a problem? I'm gonna, what exactly happened, do you think? And I was like, I don't know, Jay, I'm sorry.
It's so funny. When I first moved out to L.A., I lived in Studio City. I didn't have anything in my apartment yet because somebody was driving it.
Right.
So I had a bed, a pillow, a sleeping bag, and a phone, and a TV. And I'm on TV. I was on 48 Hours, and the phone rings afterwards, and it sounds like Jay Leno.
Right.
And I'm thinking, this is my friend Brian Fraser.
Right. You're like, oh, Brian.
It was Jay Leno. He was like, have you been on the Tonight Show yet?
And, oh, my God.
And I saw him the next day at the Improv, and he verified that it was him. But he calls people.
Oh, no, he does.
Like, I don't even call people.
Hey, Wendy, you want to come on?
He calls everybody.
Yeah. Yeah, no, he did.
Like, if I didn't have to talk to anybody on my phone, I wouldn't.
Yeah. But he was very nice. He put me on the show. He put me on the Tonight Show to promote the,
That's
you know.
Great.
Hey, you've done the Tonight Show.
Did you have,
what level of gastrointestinal distress do you have the first time you're on the Tonight Show?
Well, I did it with Johnny.
Oh, it's even worse, right?
Carson.
Right, bad. Was it? What was it like?
I really did have like an out of body experience. I know, yeah. Louis Anderson said that he could actually see himself performing.
Right.
I just was in an, like, he was a hologram.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
You just can't believe he's sitting there because it's like seeing Stonehenge. It's like you hear about it all your life, and then you see it. It's like ridiculous.
Right.
So people had to remind me what happened.
What happened and what was it like?
Well, so apparently he gave me the A-OK sign, but it wasn't caught on camera, but I saw it. So it was like horrifying because that's what you wanted to see, was the thumbs up or the A-OK or he invites you over.
Right.
But so he and Ed McMahon heard that I was upset and they came to my dressing room and they said, "You'll have to come back." And they shook my hand. And then we do-si-do'd.
Did you?
No.
No, you did not. You always have to add one
detail. I do.
That is
it was weird. I don't even know where that one
run,
came
you should
from.
Run for president.
I would love to
you
run for president.
You're such a giant liar.
I
and so convincing.
No, I would love to be president.
Right.
I would just delegate the shit out of everything.
Right.
And I would change daylight saving.
Yeah. Well, that's
because
the main
thing. Ridiculous.
That's the main thing that
because
needs to be changed.
Because it's my time. Because I'm a night person and they take away my hour from 2 to 3. Make it at 4 o'clock on a Friday afternoon.
So now, all right, let's talk about other stolen material viewers.
You don't want me to be president, Stephanie?
I do. Okay. Absolutely, right. I do. Did I not play
I'd
this?
I'd give everybody maximum wage.
Wendy Liebman for president.
Yeah, I would.
That's it. That's
I'd
the end
convincing.
Of your platform. It's good. That's a good one. Keep it short. Keep it short. Move
maximum
along.
Maximum wage.
Right. Maximum wage. Bankrupt the country
and
in like
jars.
A day and a half. Oh, and tip jars. Okay. Fantastic. So now, because you were saying you don't put your stuff on social media anymore.
No, I do.
Really? Because you have you saw another version of one of your jokes. You said, I wouldn't nag you if you'd listen to me the first fucking time.
Isn't that funny?
It is.
I know somebody made a meme about it, but after I was so upset about it and posted that, the woman who did the meme wrote to me and said she thought she was doing me a favor.
Oh, isn't that nice how people are nice like that?
And she thought like, oh, wouldn't it be fun for Wendy to see her joke in a cartoon? So that lasted about a month. And then I'm just a Twitter whore.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm going to start following you because me too. I retweet like a motherfucker. And favorite, that's all I do. Just, you know, I'm very supportive.
I try to write jokes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't do much of that. Okay. So, but now wait, let's talk about our friend Kathleen Madigan. Cause I love Amy Schumer. I think she's very funny.
I do too. Okay. I think what she does for women is amazing.
Yes. But so Kathleen had another, they took sort of a whole bit of Kathleen's and made it into a sketch.
Right.
So do we think that's the same thing? It was her writers that saw it or something?
It's so hard to say. It's like right. in the zeitgeist.
Right.
So
what was Kathleen's bit now? I'm trying to remember.
It was about Oprah has so much money that she doesn't need a diet. She just needs somebody to stand there and knock it out of her hand.
Yeah, sweat food out of her mouth. Right.
That's what I need.
Right. No, you don't.
No.
All right. Let's. Okay.
I love Kathleen Madigan, by the way. We go way back. I know. Slappy Mad.
Me too. Slappy Mad is the greatest. So, all right, let's go back. You grew up in Long Island, New York. And so what? Wait.
110 Crescent Lane.
Oh, well, thank you. Oh, thanks for that. Let me write that down. We're going to be back there. And what was your family like? What you grew up, you're Jewish, but you did not like religious Jewish.
You know, we celebrated Christmas, not Christmas.
So not that Jewish.
We had a Christmas tree and we exchanged gifts on Christmas and Hanukkah. But now whenever I get nervous, I sing Christmas songs. I have no idea why. It's just this. Like my nervous,
the nervous tick.
But,
I'm sure there's a meeting for that as well.
I'm sure. But as I've gotten older, I perform at a lot of temples and shuls and just Jewish gatherings. And I have grown to just be really proud of my heritage.
I feel like what you're saying, it grows from a very money hungry materialistic point of view because you like get presents for Christmas and Hanukkah. And then this grew into a thing where you can just make money at synagogues. I mean, am I overstating that?
Not at all. No, okay. I really have grown to appreciate the kind of person that what Judaism entails. It's being very generous and benevolent.
Right.
And I like those qualities.
Okay.
So I do a lot of benefits.
Okay, you're not in a fucking pageant right now, but thanks for that answer. That was fantastic. And you also
and
believe
like
in world
thank
peace.
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening?
So now, okay, your first performance involved your sister and a friend performing Rumpelstiltskin in your basement?
Oh, yeah, I'll show you the picture.
Oh, but that's really not necessary.
Oh, okay. It's okay. So fucking cute.
Aw. That's where you...
But yeah, we put on plays in the basement.
Aw. See, look, you're back here in my basement.
I know.
See,
you know what? It's
every
full
dream.
Circle. I didn't even know Californians had basements.
Yeah, here I am. This is me. All my dreams have died. This is where you end up.
This is an awesome... I can't use that
thank
word.
You.
This is an amazing office.
Well, thank you.
Studio.
Thank you. I think we're gonna do a production of Rumpelstiltskin later this year, now that you've brought it up.
I mean, I think I turned the straw into gold. That
really?
Was my job in when I was 3 and a half. And Emily, who was the... I'm really going to show you the picture. If there's a break, I'll
no,
find
No, we don't have a break.
Oh, okay.
We're just going to keep drinking and talking
I'll
and swearing.
Scrolling. But Emily, she was 2 years, 3 years older than I am, and which at the time when you're 4 and she's 7, that's like like the world, right? She grew up to run this film company called Zeitgeist.
Oh. Okay.
And they...
Wait, who? Your friend?
Yeah, my friend Emily. You're not listening at all.
What? I got it. You did Fiddler on the Roof.
No, I
Rumpelstiltskin, whatever.
I did, you did do Eliza you did
a,
Doolittle.
You did a production of Beetlejuice. Go ahead. What's the fucking point?
You're making me feel drunk.
All right. So you're
okay.
I get it.
I'm getting a contact film. Drunk.
I understand. No, I'm not drunk.
If you inhale secondhand pot smoke, you still get munchies, but for leftovers.
Oh, I didn't know that. And I also feel that's
Sean
another
laugh.
Big lie.
Laugh.
I know. Sean, were you supposed
I'm
to
gonna
come over
tell
here?
You the truth.
Why
I'm gonna tell
like
you
that?
The truth.
Okay, go ahead.
No, I'm
no, you're
the
not.
Next question. But I am looking for a picture.
Okay. All right. So wait, and how many siblings?
One.
Okay. And your parents did what? What was that whole situation like?
My father's family was in the beer business.
Oh.
But when I was 3, they left that business and then he went into the insurance business. And my mom ran a nursery school for 20 years.
Wow.
And she's also a ventriloquist. No, I said I wouldn't lie.
Oh, my God. You were just making bizarre shit up. Because that's already bizarre enough, the beer business and a nursery school.
No, the beer
teacher.
Business is true.
Really?
It was Rheingold Beer.
Really?
On
Did
the
you
East
get driven
Coast.
To school by, like, the Clydesdales? Did they have a car or was it like a sled with fucking
Clydesdales? It was a station wagon. It was pea green and it had like the wood paneling.
Oh, really? You had the wood panels? Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe not on that one. But it was pea green.
Yeah. You're just a few months older than I am. You're like the adult supervision here, basically.
I'm the chaperone at your party. Yes, I'm the designated.
Right. You're the designated comedian.
Drinker. Did you ever do stand up?
Yeah. Excuse me, Wendy. Yes.
Oh, I know you're like a famous.
The number one comedy tour in the country. It's
Sexy Liberal.
Sexy Liberal.
With John Fugelsang.
And Frangela right now. Please come see us. And Frangela.
I love her. Them.
It's them.
I know.
Okay.
I do. Don't, I know them.
All right.
But I love John. He came.
I got a whole fucking thing going on in my house. Mm-hmm.
I do a benefit every year.
That's my pacemaker. Don't feel bad. Go ahead.
Well, it's working.
Uh-huh. No, go ahead.
For community works. It's a benefit.
It's my life alert. Okay, go ahead.
She fell.
I'm about to fall.
And yes. John came from New York and did my benefit in Boston.
Oh, he's a good man.
Such a good man.
He's my personal comedy Jesus.
Love him.
Yep.
No, I knew you did stand-up, but I didn't know like where you started.
Not like for a living, really. Oh, yeah. I started answering the phone at Yuck Yucks in Buffalo.
For real?
Yeah. For years, I answered my home phone. Yuck Yucks, can I help you? Yeah. Is that sad? Yeah. Oh, and also, I also answered the phone at the Laugh Factory. Right out of college. So I did that for a few years too. Laugh Factory, can I help you? And then I had to put the names of comedians up on the marquee with the poll.
Right. Yeah. That was your job?
Yeah. Yes, yes. And often I would curse comedians who had way too many letters, like, you know, Paul Rodriguez. I'd be like, oh, fuck, I got hit in the eye with an R, you fucking asshole. It's too many letters.
I just work at the Laugh Factory in Reno.
Did you? Well, no, I worked at the Laugh Factory.
No, you worked.
Like in the attic. Right. Right, but then I started doing a little stand-up. Okay. I started radio, so I did more radio and TV, but I did a little, you know, I dabbled.
But you were always funny.
I was no Wendy Liebman.
No, you were always funny. I wasn't funny. There were years, like in college, I was very serious.
Well, you were going to be a psychologist.
I know.
Until you realized you were crazy.
And I just broke out. And then No, what happened was I was depressed. Right. I'm trying to be real here.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. Is that the point we're at? Hang on a second. Oh wait, hang on. That's not what I meant. That was your president music. Hang on. Okay, yes, Wendy. Tell me about that.
Well, I was depressed after college.
Uh-huh.
And I lived in this house with all these really smart students.
Yes.
They were still in college. They were in graduate school. They were going to be doctors.
Okay.
I should have married one of them. And
sorry, husband Jeff.
I love my husband.
Of course you
but
do.
But I need a free consultation.
And who doesn't?
So the way I communicated, I was hilarious.
Right.
So that's where my sense of humor was honed. Oh. But my husband, he's a writer. He wrote on a show called Boy Meets World. But you know all this about him because you have
the FBI background check turned up a little more than I had.
Well, when I was on America's Got Talent, they made us go through all of that.
Right.
Like, we had to.
Wait, we have to talk about that just to harsh everyone's buzz. In 2014, you and your husband were struck by a drunk driver. So that was a fucked up thing. And then you did America's Got Talent to kind of get back out there or whatever. That's a fucked
traumatic.
Up thing. It was like, wait, it was damage to 7 cars, 1 fatality?
Yes.
Holy shit. Where was this? Here?
It was on Ventura near Tarzana.
Oh, my God.
And we were at a stoplight and a car going 90 hit 6 cars.
Oh, my God.
It was like he was the bowling ball and he just bowled into us. Anyway, there was one fatality. My husband saw it. He had PTSD.
Ay, ay, ay.
And so one day we were walking by this pet adoption and JJ, this dog, sits on his foot and he became like a therapy dog.
Aww.
So we took him home. You're a big dog person.
I am.
I mean, literally.
You met my
big
mastodons.
They are bigger than me.
I know.
So I got out of the car. I was like, why didn't I eat dessert at that party? And I have to do America's Got Talent because I had already been thinking.
Were you
about
guys injured?
It. We weren't injured, but the car was totaled.
Wow.
Not to look at it, but you couldn't drive it.
Like
the whole axis was.
Yeah.
And literally the woman to my right was slumped over her steering
wheel. Oh, yeah.
So if she wasn't there, he would have hit me.
Right.
So it was really one of those
near
death And I had one other near death, but now I'm going to make a joke. So I'm going to shut myself up.
No, no, don't. You don't need to telegraph it.
You can't
go ahead.
Stand me.
Go ahead.
No.
What happened, Wendy?
No, nothing.
Okay.
I got stuck watching the Kardashians.
Okay. All right. That's a totally different. See, we didn't see that coming. I heard that chugging down the tracks.
Oh my God, you're so sad. You had me on today.
No, I'm not. This is fantastic. Right. So anyway, but yeah, because that was for you, because you were already a big name to do America's Got Talent, but you were fantastic.
But there were already like singers who had contracts with Capitol Records. Right. So it was just because you knew me, but like the world doesn't know me. So now I get recognized by my parents.
Oh,
so it's a wonderful
thing. That's fantastic. That's very nice
of
them.
Honestly, I did the show to get back out there because I'd raised my stepkids.
Right.
They're older now.
Right. How old?
They're 21 and 25, I think.
Oh, okay.
Now, they are in their
20s. Just spitball it. Huh?
They're 21 and 25. Okay. But I raised them since they were 8 and 4.
Aw.
And they're beautiful men.
Yeah.
But I had taken a lot of time off. Like, I never totally took time off, but I stopped going on the road every week, which is what my life had been like prior to that.
Right. And you've been married to Jeff since 2003. How's that going? When was the dip in the Lady Lake? I just want some details. During? Before?
No.
Never a long time ago. Yeah.
Right before.
Oh, okay.
But I met my husband. He was hired to write a sitcom for me.
Oh,
it was love at first sight. So yeah. So I still would like a sitcom.
Okay.
But that was 17
years ago. He seems like he's fucking
ago.
Put it on the goddamn honey-do list. What the fuck?
Right. Bucket list this.
Right. Liz Estrada, stop putting out until you get that goddamn sitcom out of him. The fuck. Like, milk, fix the goddamn thing
and
in the garage, and where's my sitcom?
Fucking show. I'm going to have to write it. I'm going to write It's Wendy.
It's Wendy? Is that the name of it?
I don't know. Aunt Wendy. It's Wendy. Wendy. Oh, you like that one, Vanessa. Yeah. Which one? It's or Aunt?
It's Wendy.
It's Wendy.
It's Wendy. Exclamation point.
It's Wendy.
It's Wendy. I don't know. I'm just making that up too.
We should have a sitcom.
Yes.
Okay.
Why not?
Let's get on it.
Why not?
I know.
I could just be just for years trying to bring you back to the lady side, even though you're like, I'm married now, I'm straight. Just come on.
My husband works with a lot of lesbians. Right.
Oh really?
Yes.
Yeah. Single hot ones? What's happening? Hook
my neither single. They're not single.
Well, that's
both hot.
That's a little detail.
Are you in the market?
Yes. In the market? You mean on the market?
On the market.
You've been fucking
are
off
you
the market
Ralph's?
So long you don't even know how to say it.
No, but I met a guy in Alaska recently. Uh-huh. He wanted to have a long distance. Well, he told me to go to hell.
Uh-huh.
I'm doing
all
my
right.
material
see
for
what you.
You.
Okay. I saw that coming
so
from a fucking mile away.
Fucking pathetic.
Oh my God. Isn't that a commandment? Thou shalt not try out your material on your friend's pretending it's conversation.
I wasn't trying it out. I was trying to entertain you.
Okay.
Stephanie, I'm such a big fan.
Were you saying let me entertain you? Is that what you're saying? It was
yes.
fantastic. That was fantastic, Wendy Leibin.
Chestnuts roast.
All right. So, but you still do. You like a sitcom. I think that's a good idea. If you get that fucking slacker, what is he, a millennial? Why won't he get off his slacker ass, your husband, and write
he's
you a
not
show?
A millennial.
Okay.
Is he millennial? No, he's a baby boom. No. He's a little older than I am.
Tell him to get the fuck out of the Barca Lounger and write you a show.
Oh, okay. Get out of the Barca Lounger.
Mister.
No, but we have been binge watching a lot of things.
What do you want?
And binge eating at the same time, by the way.
Yeah.
We watch Ray Donovan. I watch Grace and Frankie.
I know. I love. Well, Lily's my friend. I love her to death.
Oh, my God.
Fantastic.
Jeff was on the road for a week.
Right.
And I stayed up all night and watched the whole.
Oh, no, me too.
Series.
Yeah.
I mean, two seasons. Yeah. I mean.
What are you political? Are you surviving this election?
You know what?
Didn't Donald Trump start funny and then you're like, no.
You know, I cannot believe where it's gone. And he lost me the moment he made fun. He mimicked a challenged person.
Right. Right.
And after that, it was like, now it's so sad and scary, but it's comical.
Right. Well, because as comedians, we're like, no, you know, you don't punch down. You don't punch fucking
never
down.
Never attack the weak.
Right. Not funny. Then you're just a bully.
A bully and abusive.
Yeah.
And
kind of a pig.
such a pig.
Which, by the way, okay, so we all know men. We all hang around men. We all know locker room talk. So he's fucking doing it wrong, right? Like, it's what's hot is when you go, oh, she really wanted me. Like, you don't go, oh, I grabbed her pussy. She didn't want me to.
I know, that's
pathetic. She was fucking dry as a bone, and then she barfed on me. Like, that's not hot. It's gross. That's like, what?
I don't know anybody who talks like that.
Who says I went after her like a bitch? What does that? Who says that? What man says I went? I'm like, what do you mean? You were.
But then all
on the
these
bottom?
Other
I don't...
people, like that one guy in Utah who said he can't. He has kids, a 15-year-old daughter, and a wife, and he
right.
can't support Donald Trump. But today I heard he's voting for him anyway.
Right.
It's like, don't support him, but right. I'm voting for him anyway because
right.
I have a
Does
gig.
Your husband talk dirty to you?
I have a gig in Montreal in middle of March. I mean, middle of November, and I might just stay there, depending. Does my husband talk dirty to me?
Well,
no,
I'm
but
just
sometimes
because
he,
that's not like the kind of talk that's.
Yeah, no. Sometimes, like, he'll sext me. He'll send me a
oh,
picture
really?
Of him emptying the dishwasher, and that really,
really?
Turns
Yeah, that's
me
really
on.
Hot. You just slipped another fucking joke in. That is hot.
Sean!
Hot. Sean!
Is this all right?
This is okay.
Okay. All right. I still have to find
no,
that
there is
picture.
No, there's a line with dirty talk, right? Like, some of it's, and then they go too far. And you're like, okay, now that's not hot. Now it's, ew.
The only thing... I've ever, like, I've never right. been tied up.
No?
I was stood up
okay.
by a guy who said he was tied
That's
up.
That's different.
I'm doing my...
different.
Uh-huh. Is that Benny
no
Hill
extra,
music?
There's no extra charge, people.
That's Benny Hill music. Hmm, that something. Makes me so sad. Thank you.
No, it's not Benny Hill. It's
comparing
different.
Me to Benny Hill. I don't mind if he pulls my hair a little bit.
Yeah,
as long
bit.
As it doesn't
and then there's
come
a,
out.
But there's a line, right? It's just a little
right.
too hard. You're like, oh, now yeah. I have alopecia. God damn it! Now that's not hot.
That's right. How do you think I
a
got my bangs?
Like a little, like a little spanky, little, you know, a little bit. But then
the
you're like,
first
ow!
Time
okay,
somebody
now that's
smacked me, I had never heard of that before, and I was right. like, what the fuck are you doing? I really. He's like, I thought you would like that.
Now we're stealing Susie Essman. What are you doing?
Oh, yeah.
What are you doing back there?
Oh, yeah. I forgot.
See how that is?
See?
Huh?
It's in the...
We think alike. Oh. yeah, but you've been together now, wait, since when?
Since 1999.
Oh, long time.
Yeah, we celebrated the 2000.
Yeah.
Where does the time go,
Do you
Stephanie?
Still, do you fit in a little, you know, in between, you know, Grace and Frankie? A little something?
Is that
yeah.
eating ice little, cream?
Yeah. A little something. A little this, a little that.
No, but the last time my husband... I'm going to do a joke. I'm just setting it up.
Okay.
The last
you probably
time
shouldn't
my
tell
husband,
us that.
No, I should because
mm-hmm.
you have to get the music ready.
Okay. All right, I'm ready. Go ahead.
No. You're
no.
going to have to come see me live.
No. No, tell me. Mm-mm. Tell me the personal revelation you were going to share.
It's still like I've been with him. This is not the
right.
joke I was going to tell, but okay. this I've been with him so long, but it feels like
right.
we just started dating because we're still going Dutch.
Uh-huh. Okay.
But that wasn't the joke.
No, that wasn't the joke. It was a different one. Okay.
That's okay, my real laugh.
Do you do
by the
jokes
way.
With him or do you are you
he's
just like off the clock when you're
I'm
at home?
I'm totally off the clock, but
okay.
he is the funniest person.
Yeah.
And I write down everything he says
right.
when he talks in his sleep. But he is so funny. And he's shy.
What does he say in his sleep?
No, I'm just joking about the sleep. But he does say funny things all day. I have like lists of things
huh?
that he's,
right.
that I'm going to eventually
right.
use.
Turn into
stage,
something.
Turn into gold.
Right. Gold like, into gold.
Like I'll what? Spin it so, into like Rumpelstiltskin.
Wendy Lehman.
Stephanie
Stop
Miller.
Stop reliving your past glory. What... What sort of what was the dip in the lady like what, relationship once twice what happened?
You know, I just fell in love.
Oh, Philly, this is fantastic. Hang on a second, I got to get some other music. Mm-hmm. Tell Mama more. So wait, oh,
what
so,
is not to love?
So it was a relationship. It wasn't just
yeah.
a okay. How long?
A year.
A year. Okay, and that was it. That's the only dip in the lady like.
Went to Wellesley.
Oh, a little college. Oh, I see. You're going to go with the ultra-running college thing. Okay.
Camp.
Oh, camp, summer camp?
That's more of a guy thing, right?
Wow, you got a lot more pussy than I did because I didn't get camp or in college.
I went to camp. I'm not making this up. Okay. My parents
one time
sent
at
me
camp,
to camp.
I was licking this girl's clit. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, I'm sorry. I got ahead of myself. Go ahead.
I didn't know this was going to be like the Howard Stern show. Okay, so my best friend went to camp Tri-Woody.
No, that's not a name.
And I convinced my parents to send me to Camp Tri-Woody. And, okay, so I was always the star of the play.
And did you try Woody?
No.
In fact, no?
But I was always the star of the play.
Okay.
I'm looking for the t-shirt that says, okay.
You know what, you were just like, drowning in your past glory of fucking Rumpelstiltskin and Camp Tri-Woody Productions. Just come on, move on.
Just
move into the future.
Let's exchange pictures. So there was this guy in all the plays, and I found him on Facebook.
Okay.
And I reached out to him and I said, did you go to Camp Tri-Woody in the 70s?
Well, that
and
is a hot pickup line.
And he's like, on Facebook, right?
Yeah.
And he's like, yes, but I don't remember you, which is like a theme of my whole life, which is why I'm a stand up comedian.
Yeah, no one remembers.
he goes, but this is the weirdest thing. He goes, but you're my favorite comedian.
Oh.
And he said, I've always felt attached to you.
That is magical. Aww.
I know.
That's such a beautiful Tri-Woody story. I thought there was some hot girl and girl on the goddamn Tri-Woody.
Not a Tri-Woody.
No?
No. But I did almost.
Well, they wouldn't have called it Tri-Woody if they wanted you to be with. They would have they would have called it Camp Lady Lake. Camp Beaverhead.
Dip in the lake.
Camp Beaverhead.
I went. No, I didn't go there. But I almost drowned at that camp.
How did
you?
Why?
Because they sent us on this canoe trip. And there was like a monsoon the night before.
Oh, my God.
And they still sent us down. And it was supposed to take a day, but it took like 45 minutes to get to. And I capsized.
This is very Meryl Streep in River Wild. This is very,
right?
This is very tense.
And I had to write home and say, I almost died today. I was like 14.
Your parents are like, wait, what now?
Right. I think something happened.
Hello, mother. Hello, father.
So that's Alan Sherman.
Yes, right.
My husband's parent, father, and uncle are the other Sherman composers.
Oh, my God. It's too much. Okay, so wait. I have a Camp Moss Lake story. If you'd like to hear it, if you fucking care with all your goddamn Camp Tri-Woody
shit. I want to hear.
Okay. So Camp Moss Lake, I think this was my first relationship with a bipolar woman because Jerry, I was very mature for my age, and I was only 7, and she was 12. And so I remember we were on a rowboat in the lake, and when I thought we were like best friends, we were bonding. But then when she found out I was only 7, she tried to throw me out of the boat.
Flotsam.
Saying, I like them. I like them. I like them scrappy.
You survived, though.
I did. Yeah, I did.
She was bipolar?
Well, you know, I'm just saying, if I could look at my later history of, you know, borderline and bipolar woman, I would say yes. Yes. She was a little fiery.
See, now this is where my therapy, my background was. Come in handy.
It wasn't as bad as Camp Tegawitha. That's a whole nother story.
What happened there?
I don't want to say.
Come on, I told you everything about me.
I just remember my best friend Beth Kenyon and I, who lived like 2 doors down. Like we got in a huge fight that summer, and then we didn't talk at camp, and we had different friends, and so I think that was like another sort of, you know, early borderline relationship.
And you grew up here?
I grew up in Buffalo, New York. Thanks for asking. Yes.
I performed there, not at Yuck Yucks, but it's called Helium.
Helium?
Yes.
I think I have heard of that.
I wish it were called Nitrous. And they could pipe that into the club, get everybody laughing.
Right. Yes, that would be
better.
It's
a chain.
Yeah. I know I've heard
Buffalo.
Of it. Yeah.
And
yeah.
Then like a week later, they had 5 feet of snow or something crazy.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. So. I'm from Lockport. It's up the transit from Lackawanna and Cheektowaga and Tanawanda.
You just turned into somebody else.
Right. Well, they're Indian words, you know, I'm freezing my tits off and I got to get the fuck out of here.
My stepson's up north.
I stuck a joke in there. See what I did there?
He froze your tits off.
There's something really incestuous about comedians of a certain era that know each other. We're just, it's right. It's like it's some sort of language we're speaking. So Wendy.
Yes.
Yes.
Stephanie.
Yes. So the marriage is happy. No other, no plunges it's back into the lady lake, really? All right. Well,
I
can't blame a gal for asking.
Look, I could be your wing lady.
Okay. All right. Let's do this.
I'll be your wing lady.
Let's get this done.
I have a Facebook page. I have social media presence.
Fantastic. You do locally grown comedy at the Eastbound Lounge in Studio City?
Please come. Okay. I do it once a month. We had a show, was it two nights ago?
Right.
Amazing comedians. Everybody from Tig Notaro to
Kathy
Ladman, Kara Leifer.
Wow.
John Mulaney.
Wow.
Arsenio Hall.
Aww.
Last night, Jeremy Hotz was there. Do you know?
I do. He's Yuck Yucks, Buffalo. Oh, when I was answering the phone, Jeremy Hotz was playing.
I think it's their anniversary this year.
Yeah.
Yuck Yucks.
Yeah.
And they're trying to get me, Carol Leifer, and Kathy Ladman.
Carol Leifer, another lady laker like me.
Long Island, like me.
Right. Oh my God. You know who we're having next week? Rich Scheidner. Who, you know, I'm going to tell him. I think that, right, he turned Carol Leifer gay. And I had a huge crush on him, too, so I'm guessing that he turned me gay, too.
Apparently.
I'm going to give him a whole big fucking complex next week. I did have a crush on him. He's cute, right? Rich Scheidner was so cute.
I didn't know him. Because I started in Boston.
He's
cute. He was in New York, yes.
Yeah.
He's hilarious. Cute. I think he's doing comedy again.
Yeah. He is hilarious. Yeah, I didn't. As far as I remember, I did not fuck him.
What do you mean, as far
as you can
remember?
So he did not fuck the straight out of me. I don't know. You bring it out in me. You know what? You bring out the liar in me. You bring out the liar in me. You can get the DVD Wendy Liebman Taller on TV on Amazon, right?
Yes.
How fantastic is that?
Thank you.
Are you taller on TV?
I am. Everybody says you look 6 feet, and then they meet me. I'm like 5'2", and I don't wear heels usually.
Right.
So I'm like really peeny.
Why do you look
peeny? Is that a word?
Peeny's not a word.
I'm weeny.
Teeny? Did you mean teeny?
I'm tiny.
Petite. Okay.
Although I'm the tallest woman
in my
family.
A peeny would be a very small penis, I think. You are not a very small penis at all. Okay.
I'm the tallest woman in my family.
You know what? I think this has been the weirdest happy hour ever.
Why?
And I don't know. I've just really enjoyed it. It's been really.
Is it over?
I really recommend. Yeah, I feel like it is, but I feel like people really need to get high to watch this because there's levels that you're working on that are just, you know what?
I'm just trying to be here in the moment with you.
Oh, Stephanie. Honey, we are.
Okay.
We totally are.
I had a great time.
I did too. Are you staying for the after party?
Sure.
Okay, let's do this. Let's go back to the Lady Lake. Let's go. Let's do the backstroke in the Lady Lake.
What happens at this party? Is it a key party?
Yes. Yes, it's like Ice Storm. It'll be fantastic. So Courtney Weaver's coming in just a second.
Oh,
yeah.
My God, that's
and my friends Rob and Trish, it's going to be a whole thing. Wendy Liebman, I adore you, and
Thank
I always
you so
have.
Much for
I really
me
have.
On your show.
You're the fucking weirdest bitch in the world,
really?
And I love you so much.
Oh my God, I'm so normal. You can ask my therapist of 20 years.
More of a life than I do. Listen, I've been sitting in my basement, I'm single. Got a, right? Husband, kids. I mean, on the outside, you look like you could be normal.
I look like I could be a teacher, right? Or a. Mine.
Yeah, well, the one that fucks like young boys. Yeah. Right? Don't you think? Like that kind of teacher?
I would never do that.
No.
No, no. I would
wouldn't.
Never mess anybody up.
No, of course not.
My mother asked me why I dress like a mime.
Yeah, why do you dress like a mime?
I don't know.
Let's pretend we're walking down the staircase out of the house. Oh, no, it's so windy. It's so windy. How can we possibly? All right. I love you, Wendy Liebman.
Thank you. I love you, Stephanie Miller.
Happy hour, everybody.